Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
So many of us are still saddened and shocked by the news of Robin Williams. So I think it's so important to bring up depression, and especially looking at men and depression. What are some of the differences when men have depression versus women? Well, we've got the perfect guest to talk about this. Brian Cuban is an authority on eating disorders and addiction. He also suffered with depression. He's the author of the wonderful book, Shattered Image, about body dysmorphic disorder. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing good. Andrea and I are so glad to have you on the show. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then your personal experiences with depression?
Well, I grew up, and unfortunately, I went through a lot of issues as a child. I was bullied. I was a heavy child. I was bullied over my weight, even physically assaulted, a lot of fat shaming at home by my mom, who had that under her by her mom. So, you know, these things kind of run downhill. And by the time I was a teen, I really had clinical depression had kind of set in, and that lasted pretty much all my life. And it led to a lot of problems, not just the depression, but all the other issues. 27 years of eating disorders, anorexia, then bulimia, drug addiction, alcohol abuse, a near suicide attempt. And so before I finally turned it around in 2007.
And how did you do that, Brian? How did you turn it around?
Well, I reached a point in my life where I realized that, you know, the untreated depression combined with all these destructive behaviors was going to probably take me over the edge of the abyss, where this time I may be in a position like Robin Williams, and I didn't want that to happen, and I didn't want to lose my family. I thought I was getting near losing my family, because family may love you unconditionally, but if you're not going to try to take charge of your recovery, they may distance. And so, you know, when I came to those realizations and realized it wasn't about blaming my mom and family and all these people for all these things that have gone on in my life, I really was able to take charge of my recovery and get treatment for my depression and get treatment for the eating disorders and the addiction and begin moving forward in recovery.
You know, Brian, I mentioned in the beginning about men and depression and some differences. Talk to us about that in terms of depression for women versus men in your own experience or what you've seen and heard.
Well, not being a woman, I can tell you what I went through as a man. I mean, crying for no discernible reason. Last time I looked in the mirror, I was a man. Crying for no discernible reason, sleeping 15 hours or more a day. I wasn't taking care of my physical appearance, and, you know, the drugs and the drinking to quell the pain only intensified the depression, which was untreated by medication, isolating myself from friends and family. Stop leaving the house, stop returning phone calls, stop going to family gatherings, not taking care of my dog. So those are some of the things I went through as a result of depression.
You know, Brian, this is probably a loaded question, but what do you think makes someone, you know, actually go through with it, like Robin Williams, go through with the depression versus someone like yourself that was able to go through recovery? Is there something, is it medication? Like, what is it specifically that you think that kind of differentiates people?
I mean, everyone's story is different. You know, as my shrink likes to say, you know, when I became suicidal, it happens, you know, you think about it, and it seems perfectly rational to you that it's the best decision at that moment in time. You're not thinking about any other moment in time in the future, because the future looks like a black hole. So you think at that moment in time, it seems perfectly rational. Now, 8 years later, I look back and I see how irrational it was. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is what you're thinking at that particular moment. And it seems perfectly reasonable. It did to me. I thought I was doing my family a favor. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it was timing. I had a weapon on my nightstand, and my brothers came in my house, saved me, and dragged me down to a psychiatric facility. Hmm. If they had been 5 minutes later, I wouldn't be here on this interview.
Hmm. So that is timing, so incredible.
I mean, Robin Williams was very open about it, you know, about his depression issues. and still fell through the cracks. You know, I mean, you could be speaking about it. You can get treatment. But sometimes, you know, timing things where you slip into that depression, and it was like, boom.
Now, Brian, do you think, I guess, for people who are listening, who whether women, men, who are going through depression or, you know, certain issues of their own, do you, what would you recommend in terms of helping them with recovery? Is it medication? Are there natural remedies that they could use? Is it therapy? I'm guessing there's a whole thing.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, I can tell you what worked for me. Medication, in my opinion, and people can disagree with me on this. I'm just saying what worked for me. I take 20 milligrams of Lexapro a day. In my opinion, it has saved my life. It is one of the key tools of my treatment that has saved my life. And I have come to realize that that is a part of my life, because when I go off it, I have wild swings in depression, and they last longer. Okay, so there, to me, I don't see any stigma in acknowledging that this is a tool that has worked for me. Whether it works
well, I think anything
else,
that's going to work.
I think anything that's going to work is important,
right?
If there's a natural process people go through, I think that's great. I think you have to have these discussions with your treatment provider, okay, to determine what works for you. I think one of the problems people have, Lisa, is especially with depression and medication, there's so much trial and error involved, because no one really knows the mechanics of how the biological mechanics of how antidepressants work. So you go through a lot of trial and error. I went through 5 shrinks and 5 different types of antidepressants before I struck gold. And now I feel great. But a lot of people get stuck there. I don't want these side effects. We've gone through this. It's not working. We've gone through that. It's not working. I give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. There is so much out there. There is such a bright world out there of not feeling depressed all the time, not wondering what's wrong all the time, not wanting to be around anyone all the time. You have to fight through it. And that's easier said than done. But you know what I say? I say, okay, you're depressed. No one loves me. I'm depressed. No one loves me. Who do you love? Who are the people you love? Is there anyone? Reach out to them. If you may not think anyone loves you at that moment, but there are people you love, reach out to those people.
Brian, I love that you say that. That's something you and I had a conversation about this recently, and you really emphasize the importance of reaching out to people and not being afraid. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the stigma. This is such an uphill battle with mental illness, and it makes me so upset.
There's a huge stigma. I mean, just the tragic passing of Robin Williams showed what kind of stigma there is. You hear selfish. You made a selfish choice. Oh, that's right. That just drives me insane. Okay, let's all admit that on the most basic level, suicide is a choice. Unless someone's forcing you, right? Yes, okay. Getting to the opinion, but that's not the issue. The issue is, how do you get to a place where you feel you have no choice, right? How do you get to that place? Let's work the problem, not focus on stigmatizing words. Working the problem is figuring out how people can get to a situation in which they feel they have no choice but to take their life.
No, and I think what you say is so important. I think that, you know, like you and like Lisa are saying, that there's stigma is there. And, you know, Brian, we'd love to have you back on the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but I think this is such an important discussion. And I love that you talked about, you know, the medication. And I'm almost wondering, you know, what are the natural, if there are natural ways that people can deal with depression as well. But for today, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciated having you.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
And you can learn more about Brian at briancuban.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at bcuban. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.